Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Don't ever let them hurt you in any way. Or never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rising with the wave.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Don't ever let them hurt you in any way. Or never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rising with the wave. Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb set on a lost countdown. Do you hear it? Will you stop it? Won't you listen? Amen, 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 amen.
What you're listening to is a clip from the title track of Angelique Chinquillo's 14th album and her first album of original songs in 7 years. Titled Mother Nature, Kijo's new album is a joyful bounty of collaborations with some of the world's rising music stars, many of whom are part of the African diaspora. Kijo is originally from Benin and has garnered international fame and has worked with an incredible range of people in the music industry, including superstar producer Jeff Basker and the avant-garde composer Philip Glass. Mother Nature comes out tomorrow, and it takes on many of the most pressing of today's issues, including the environment, police violence, and oppression. All throughout, Kijo emphasizes the common ties that bind us all, regardless of where we are on Earth, and uses music to prove her point. We are thrilled that Angelique Kijo is able to join us for a live All of It listening party to preview her new album ahead of its release tomorrow. Angelique, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be back.
I'm very excited to talk to you about this record. It's got a theme to it, but I want to talk about the title track first, Mother Nature. What does that title mean for you at this moment in time?
Well, this title means to me that Mother Nature has to be the priority of all. Mm-hmm. And because we cannot exist, we cannot have a radio program, we can do nothing if there's no nature in which we can live. Freely and in good health. So that's what it means to be talking about Mother Nature. And this song particularly is a snippet of conversation that I have with climate denier and people that are trying to convince them that it's a reality.
So when you were having it, it's interesting because so many people only talk to people who agree with them. You've had conversations with climate deniers about this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first phrase I said, don't ever let them hurt you in any way. Never let them steal and take the best of you. And then, you know, when I say that, I'm talking on the behalf, I'm being the defense attorney of the earth. And you have in front of me, somebody said, well, we're going to keep building and then we're going to keep rising in the wave as long as we can make money building lots of stuff. And rising the wave of making profit, we're going to continue to do that. And now my answer said, Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb set on a lost countdown. Do you hear it? Will you stop it? Will you listen? That's it.
My guest is Angelique Kijo. The name of her new album is Mother Nature. The environment isn't the only urgent issue the album takes on. When you think about all of the protests from the past year, how has that influence heard on this album?
We are in the 21st century, and we call this century the century of technology, of awakening. And yet we still, in a lot of subject issues, we're still in the dark. Mm. How come that we haven't been able, with all this technology around us, to understand that hurting someone is hurting yourself? How come that we deny the right to people to have a decent life, equality? We have to build a more fair and just system. We have to work with our police to work for us and with us, not against us. And I think that we lack this ability to speak about profound issues, disagree. We can disagree, but we have to have this conversation to build a better society. That's all this album is talking about. We have to treat one another with dignity. We have to treat Mother Earth with dignity. And dignity and respect is at the center of everything that is going on. People are angry because they feel like disposable, and we can't allow that. It can't continue.
Yeah, to your point, you know, it's everybody is arguing to be right rather than arguing towards getting to a solution about important issues like the environment.
Yeah, I mean, we have discussion with things that have no meaning, and the social network give more access to violence and to hatred message than constructive discussion. Where is our critical sense of thinking and looking at things, the facts, and just pose our brain in a way that it works for all of us? I mean, there's only one human race. There's only one ecosystem. There's only one nature. And we like it or not, doesn't matter who you, what you believe, your faith, or whatever you come from, it's the reality we're living in. We have to come to an agreement that we all have the right to exist, that we all are born from a father and a mother, and no one chooses to be born in any color or in any gender whatsoever.
You were on Christiane Amanpour's show on CNN earlier this week, and she asked why so many musicians call you Ma. And you talked about caring for your brothers and sisters around the world, and especially for those in Africa. And I wonder what your thoughts are about the role of this wave of solidarity we saw around the world around Black Lives Matter.
I mean, I think that the movement of Black Lives Matter happened in a moment where we were all struggling with this pandemic. And it coincided with it. And then this pandemic act like a magnifying glass and put emphasis in the struggle that people have been going through in the silence of their lives. And that's why it becomes so viral all over the world, because it's no longer in America that those issues are present. It's everywhere, pretty much, and we have to talk about it. And for me, to talk about it through music is also to start a conversation through music. If you want to be part of this discussion, let's start talking with the song Dignity. Let's use that as a starting point and listen to what we're saying. We're saying respect is reciprocal, and we come in peace, and we don't want to be left in pieces. We have to have a conversation about living together, agree or disagree. And this pandemic has shown us that we cannot live in silo, that we all are meant for our own survival to live with one another. It is compulsory. There's nothing we can do against it, and that's it.
My guest is Angelique Kidjo. We're talking about her new album and other things. The name of the album is Mother Nature. I want to play another track because this is a listening party for your album. This is Africa, One of a Kind. Let's take a listen, and we can talk about it on the other side.
Africa, oh, yeah. Africa, oh, man, oh, yeah. But Africa, 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 Africa. Fly for ya, because you are one of a kind. I'll always have you on my mind. Near or far, the others must be blind to not see how special you are. You are Africa.
That track is Africa, One of a Kind, from Angelique Kidjo. What about the African diaspora did you want to showcase on that song and on this album?
Well, I think that this song, One Africa, Africa, One of a Kind, is really the song that represents what I'm trying to do, the transmission, the oral transmission from which I come from, and storytelling culture that I come from. We started with Salif Keita talking about the beauty and the creativity and the strength of our youth through songs. And that's why we have three generations talking about how Africa is important for the survival of humanity, culturally, humanly, in every way, shape, or form. And no matter where you are, there is in your DNA, Africa. And I want to reach out to the diaspora at large, especially the youth today. The African youth, the African descendant youth all around, they need to take pride in who they are. No one should tell them you don't have the right to dream big and to achieve things. We need to be example for this young generation and give them the platform to speak up for themselves. There have to be a way for the youth of this world, all of it, black, white, yellow, or red, to have a relationship based on dignity, equality, and very all around the opportunity has to be there for everybody. That's the thing that I'm trying to say with this song. Africa is one of a kind, and we all are part of this Africa. How do we live together within our differences and carve an enormous part of the future of the kids that we have in the generation to come later on, to have a say, to have a life, a decent life, that we don't come back again centuries or decades after to be talking again about Black Lives Matter, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. We have to talk to them and invite them on the conversation. They have solutions. The youth have solutions. They can think for themselves. Don't treat them as less than citizens of this world. They are important.
My guest is Angelique Kidjo. We're talking about her new album, Mother Nature. We'll continue our conversation with Angelique, talk about some of her collaborators on this album, and listen to a few more tracks. This is All of It. You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest this hour is Angelique Kidjo. Her new album, Mother Nature, comes out tomorrow. We are getting a preview of some of the tracks. Angelique, you worked with a lot of really interesting people on the album. We're going to go through some of the tracks with some of your collaborators. What guided you in your decision-making process about with whom you wanted to work?
I mean, it's always the song that are part of the decision making. Mm-hmm. Actually, the conversation that we have after that is gravy. What happened with this album? What happened in this album is that the pandemic has allowed us all to take the time to do whatever we wanted to do, and I never told any of those guests what they need to talk about. I just give them the platform to be able to talk about what they want to talk about. So Dignity, for example, is after SARS and SARS movement, where Yemi was stressed about it. And I said, let's use songs to talk about that issue. Let's talk about dignity. How do you feel? Let's use this song as a weapon of peace toward that violence. So that's how Dignity come about. Mr. Easy sent me a message, a DM message, and said, I have a song for you, Ma. And I said, okay, send it my way. So he sent the song, and from that point on, it become obvious that it has to be a transmission album, a transmission of knowledge, of discussion, of storytelling, of music. How do we use music to start a platform of conversation, generational conversation? And then we have a Burner Boy. Burner Boy said to me, call me and say, Mom, I have a song for you. I'm writing a song for you. I'm going to write a song for you. And I said, whenever you're ready. So he sent me the song, and I said, wow. And I woke up in the morning. I received the song in the evening. I woke up in the morning. First thing after my breakfast is to jump in the studio, start working on it. So I sent him a first draft, and then he said, yes, but I want you more on it. The second draft, he said, I want more of you. And I said, you're really sure you want me more? Be careful what you wish for, because I'm going to Angelique Kidjo the song for you right there. He said, that's what I want. So then I did the third version, and he sent me a thumb up. I said, okay, that's it. That's how we did that song. And Asampa the Great, I saw her on Tiny Desk on NPR, and I said to myself, this young girl is fire. She is absolutely amazing. So therefore, she has to be on my album. I sent her a message. She said, yes. Is this Angelique Kidjo? Yeah, yeah. And then she did it, and I sang for her album too. Herb Gang was another surprise, and I was so happy to have them on the album, because that's what I wanted. It's just all the diaspora at large to participate on this album. And then we have Blue Lab. Blue Lab in London is all those young artists coming from Africa, Ghana, the Caribbean, that works together. And I said, they asked me, what do you want me to do? What will be your song? I said, do whatever you want to do. What is the song inspire you? What do you want to bring to the table? What do you want to talk about? Go for it. And every song, every track on that album is that. And then the singer-songwriter from Zimbabwe, Shunguzo, she is absolutely amazing. We have a conversation and it gives birth to so many songs, and we have to just cut down to two songs because she has things to say. She lives in LA. She know what it is that climate change look like in California. And the fact that we both talk about our grandmothers, how we grew up, understanding from the way they grow food, talking to us about how important it is for us to nurture Mother Nature. In return, she can nurture us even more. And the songs, all the song comes from that deep understanding of all of us about the importance of nature and about the importance of our place also in the society we live in. What do we have to offer? And James Poyser, as a producer, is one of, James Poyser, it has been a while that I've been wanting to work with him. And all those young producers also from Africa, when they send the music, it's impeccable. There's nothing to say, nothing to take away, just use it.
Well, let's listen to some of those tracks, some of those collaborations that you talked about. Let's start with a group that's actually from the United States called Earth Gang. The track is called Take It or Leave It.
Oh, leave it.
Let's take a listen.
Oh, baby, take it or leave it. If you want to dance with me. Oh, baby, take it or leave it. What I've got is what you need. Every time I come around, I can see your eyes. Swallow my body up, you got that appetite. Take your time, enjoy the ride. Control the vibe, do me right. Love your body language, I see what you're saying. Yeah, your body banking, feel like I'm in danger. See, I got what you want and need. So don't waste the juice when you squeeze. It's no secret, my loving you frequent. I got that frequency, we stay on beat with. Tempo.
Let's Take It or Leave It from Angelique Kidjo and Earth Gang. What is it you like about American hip-hop, Angelique?
The flow. The accuracy of the words is just like, it's been more powerful than a bullet. It just go right through and speaks straight to power and truth. And that's what it is. And it's that form of art is something that existed in my country. And it's powerful. Because when we come to hip-hop, we come to rapping in traditional music, it's a moment where everybody stop playing and give the room for those words to be out there before the dancer comes in. And it's powerful to see how our heritage and how our knowledge, knowledge in our DNA about what it is and how it is to be able to speak to people through many forms of art.
I want to play a clip. You mentioned Sampa the Great, who is somebody we actually had on our show back in 2019. Here's a clip of the track Rhymes of the East, which she performed live in our studios. And on the other side, I'm going to ask you what you want of her style you wanted to incorporate. This is Sampa the Great.
Yeah, hey, yo, boom, crushing, I'm sweating, oh my God. I'm in the game and I just found it, eyes don't lie. I pay the price and I'm feeling out the own mob. If the announce in the news, you don't know my number. So please, peace now, phone city in the arena. All black faces, they gon' figure who we are. underground railroad. Trials and troubles, so we gon' build these pyramids. Right up a thunder, running game, paving way for passion and pain. I just want my soul, you just entertain me. So I enter trade it for that interchange. I'ma sell you hope, you gon' enter trade it.
So Angelique, what of Sampa the Great style and talents did you want to incorporate into the track Free and Equal?
You know, being a woman in this music business and wanting to rap, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's not, it's, I mean, there are very few. I mean, we have some talented women, but we are not close to the number of men that rap. And her rapping is so deeply rooted in her tradition. I can hear her when she's rapping. I can hear the story of her country. I can hear the voices of the elderly people summoning the youth to listen. I mean, and the musicality of it. She stands unapologetic at being a woman talking about issues that is just there to be spoken about and with no fear. And that's what I love about Sampa the Great.
Let's listen to Free and Equal from Angelique Kidjo's new album Mother Nature, featuring Sampa the Great on this track.
You better get your story straight now. Go tell your people to speak up. It's time to wake up right now. Forget what you think you know.
You know.
Keep up, it's not time to go slow. To go slow.
Define free, then define we. We've been in the struggle since before I could speak. Now preach, preach, with the Angelique. Connecting through the generation, power and Zeke on your shoulder. Pull me until I got older. Everyone deserves a little chance to be bolder. See her, hear her, she only get it freer. We're fighting for our freedom and it's only getting nearer. One chance for the world to understand. Freedom and equality, word of motherland. One shot, one goal, one hope. Open up your mind, never give what you know. So
the name of the new album is Mother Nature. My guest is Angelique Kidjo. Okay, I can't wait to play this track from Burna Boy now that you told me that you, what did you say to him? I'm going to Angelique Kidjo all over the song for you. That's so funny. All right, let's just play it and we'll talk about it on the other side. This is Do Yourself, okay. Burna Boy and Angelique Kidjo. Okay, Angelique, how did you Angelique Kidjo all over this track with Burna Boy?
Everywhere. There's not 1 second of me not being there. Oh, boy. But that's what Burna wanted. He said to me, I want you in it. It's your song. So I'm like, okay. Okay, bro. I'll do it. Oh, boy.
What did you find you had in common with Burna Boy?
I mean, what I have in common with Burna Boy is that we love the music that really speaks to people, and we love to do it perfectly. We take our time to do it as perfect can be, and he has that kind of poise that he just sits on the rhythm, and he goes, he takes the Afrobeats in every shape and everywhere, dance hall, everything. He ain't afraid of breaking mold. Breaking boundaries, and he is standing bold and really taking this to the next step. That's what I love about him, and that's what we have together. We are not afraid to work with anyone. We are there to tell you what time it is, and we don't impose anything to no one. We just speak up, and I think we need more and more youth to speak up and to say to the world, we hear and we count, and our future counts, and we watch it.
This idea of intergenerational communication, you referred to it in interviews as a concept of transmission. And it's interesting that you've been talking about working with some of these younger artists. What's important to you about working across generations and communicating across generations?
What is important for me is what I've learned through generational education that I received. I ask so much questions. My nickname was When, Why, How. There's no one elderly people that wants to see me around, because as soon as I come, they know, as soon as she sits down, you're going to have some questions, because I need to understand the world in which I'm living and the world in which I'm going to be living. And that's what makes me the person that I am today, the artist that I am. And I think that I need to pass that on to give some kind of power and freedom to the youth of Africa, to tell them it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to be obnoxious because you want to know what is going on. And it's okay to have your opinion, to express it. If my father and mother never told me, you can't speak up to me. You can't speak up like that. Every time I ask a question, I have an answer. And I've been encouraged to ask questions, to have my opinion, and to be free in my body and in my brain at all times. And that transmission I want to give to the young generation, to be able to speak to elderly people with respect, but yet to make their voice being heard, because they know better what is going on in their body and their mind.
You mentioned a track that I want to play as we close out the interview, because you've mentioned it a couple of times, the track Dignity. As we listen to this, what is it you would like the audience to think about this song, Dignity?
I want the audience to think about the fact that preserving our collective dignity is what's going to save our humanity. Because through dignity, we have respect, and love becomes an ally. We're not going to be afraid of love anymore. We will stand in tall and dignified to be able to see others in ourselves and to be able to put ourselves in other people's shoes. That's what I want people to think about. And to think about the fact that the police brutality has to stop, not only toward minorities, but around the clock for everyone, that we need a police that work for us and with us.
The name of the album is Mother Nature. It comes out on June 18th. Angelique Kidjo has been our guest for this hour. Angelique, it has been such a pleasure to have you again.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's go out on the track, Dignity.
Dignity can save you or kill you. Dignity, I wanna hold on to you. Dignity can hurt you or heal you. Dignity, I wanna hold on to you.
Were you there yesterday when the gunman shoot men down? No retreat, no surrender. If them push you no further, many come, many go. We know the sleep we day for all. Come in peace, not in pieces.